March 21, Contrition, Confession, Cooperation. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. The temptations of the enemy will come, but shall we give him the advantage to break down all the barriers by yielding one iota from the strictest principle of integrity? If we yield in the least, he will follow one temptation with another, until we shall go directly contrary to the plainest statement of the Word of God and follow the mind and will of Satan. Satan and his confederacy of evil angels are ever on the alert to see by what means they may ensnare and ruin souls who have enlisted under the bloodstained banner of Prince Emmanuel. You did run well for a season. You did taste and see that the Lord is good, but when you fell into sin, you walked in darkness. When you yielded to temptation, you must have ceased to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. But having confessed your sins, believe that the word of God cannot fail, but that he is faithful that hath promised. It is just as much your duty to believe that God will fulfill his word and forgive your sins as it is your duty to confess your sins. You must exercise faith in God as in one who will do exactly as he has promised in his word and pardon all your transgressions. How may we know that the Lord is indeed our sin-pardoning Redeemer and prove what is the blessedness, the grace, the love there is in him for us? Oh, we must believe his word implicitly with contrite and submissive spirit. There is no need to go mourning and ever repenting and under a cloud of continual condemnation. Believe the word of God. Keep looking unto Jesus, dwelling upon his virtues and mercies, and there will be created in the heart an utter abhorrence of that which is evil. You will be among those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But the more closely we discern Jesus, the more clearly we shall see our own defects of character. As we see our failings, let us confess them to Jesus, and with true contrition of soul, cooperate with the divine power of the Holy Spirit to overcome all evil. If we confess our sins, we must believe that they are pardoned because the promise is positive. Review and Herald, March 21, 1912.